Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Rain, gusty winds, and possible flooding all in the forecast for communities along the East Coast this weekend. NPR's Anna Isaacs reports that more than 7 million people are currently under a tropical storm warning.
Tropical storm Ophelia has been brewing in the Atlantic and is expected to make landfall in North Carolina early Saturday before moving north toward the Chesapeake Bay. Forecasters are predicting up to 7 inches of rain in some areas, warning of possibly life-threatening storm surge from coastal North Carolina to southeastern Virginia. The National Weather Service says rainfall will spread over the weekend into the mid-Atlantic and southern New England, with the potential for scattered flash floods. Meteorologists say record warm Atlantic waters are contributing to a busier-than-usual hurricane season, which won't wind down until the end of November. Anna Isaacs, NPR News.
Early voting has begun in Virginia and closely watched legislative elections at University of Maryland. Political analyst Michael Hanmer says could be a bellwether for the rest of the nation.
I think there'll certainly be signals that come out of Virginia. I mean, it's a really interesting state politically, I think, very diverse in a number of different ways. And I think that what happens in Virginia is something that people will absolutely take a look at, and both sides will figure out what they can learn.
All 140 of Virginia's narrowly divided General Assembly seats are on the ballot. United Auto Workers' strike is growing. Thousands more union members have joined the strike against the major automakers, walking out of dozens of facilities across 20 states. The expansion of the strike targets facilities operated by General Motors and Stellantis. The union says it's keeping its walkout at Ford limited due to progress in the talks. An NPR investigation has found 5,000 people died in federal custody in roughly 10 years, and one in four of those deaths happened in a single prison hospital. NPR's Meg Anderson explains what's behind those numbers.
More death at the Butner Federal Medical Center in North Carolina makes sense on the surface. It's a hospital, after all. But staff there say inmates are sometimes transferred to the prison with disease so advanced there's not much to do for them. And inmates nationwide sometimes go without needed medical care. NPR found many who waited months, even years, for treatment. Michelle Deitch, a researcher at the University of Texas at Austin, says more federal oversight could improve care.
There are so many things that we don't know about our prisons. Dangerous are they? How much violence is there? How well does the healthcare system work? We can't answer fundamental questions.
She says until then, preventable deaths will just keep happening. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Top Democrats in New Jersey are calling on Senator Bob Menendez to resign. Prosecutors allege that Menendez and his wife have taken bribes, including cash and gold found at his home. Menendez has temporarily stepped aside as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He denies wrongdoing, saying in a statement that prosecutors have mischaracterized routine legislative work. New conflict of interest revelations about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. In a lengthy article, ProPublica reports that over the years, Thomas has maintained a close relationship with the Koch Network, one of the nation's largest and most influential political organizations. It also reports that on at least two occasions, Thomas spoke at Koch fundraising events. NPR's Nita Totenberg has details.
According to ProPublica, Thomas has at least twice been brought in to speak at private dinners for donors to the Koch network. That put him in what ProPublica called the extraordinary position of having served as a fundraising draw for a network that has repeatedly brought cases before the Supreme Court. In 2021, one of the Koch entities, Americans for Prosperity, successfully challenged state laws that required nonprofits to disclose the identity of their large donors. And this year, the network is supporting a challenge to a long-standing Supreme Court regulatory precedent. Thomas did not recuse himself from the 2021 case, nor is there any indication he'll recuse this term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.